Hello.
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 Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Research Associates. And the purpose of this call is to conduct a survey on public education in New Orleans. Are you a registered voter in Orleans Parish, sir?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir, and are you very interested, somewhat interested, a little interested, or not interested at all in the governor's race and statewide elections in October 2023?
A little bit interested.
Okay, I have very or somewhat. Or a little, yeah, a little
somewhat,
interested too, right?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay.
Yeah.
All right, sir, and just for qualification purposes for this survey, do you define your racial classification as African American or black, white, Hispanic, or Asian?
African American or black.
Okay, thank you. All right, sir, thinking about the conditions of New Orleans public school buildings, can you tell me if you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not at all satisfied with the conditions of public school buildings?
Not at all satisfied.
Okay, not at all. All right, sir, and do you think that improving and maintaining the condition of the school buildings is a very important, somewhat important, a little important, or not at all important?
Very, very important.
All right. And when you hear your friends, neighbors, and coworkers discuss, you know, the quality of public education in New Orleans, do you express a lot of confidence? Do they express a lot of confidence, some confidence, a little confidence, or no confidence at all?
Little confidence.
A little confidence. Okay. All right, sir. And, if the New Orleans Public School had a 20-year millage renewal proposition on the ballot, that is dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing public school facilities, would you definitely vote for it, probably vote for it, probably vote against, or definitely vote against?
Definitely vote for it.
Okay. Thank you. All right, sir. Now I'm going to read you two statements. Tell me which one reflects your views, okay? The first one says, maintaining and preserving school buildings for the future generations should continue to be a priority. Or, because of the rise in the cost of homeowners' expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage, you know, renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings.
The first one.
The first one, okay?
Yeah.
All right, sir. Now, voters are motivated, you know, to support a proposition for various reasons. For each of the following, can you tell me if you would, you know, be strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, influenced a little or not at all influenced to support a 20-year millage renewal? That would, you know, the four public schools where the funds are dedicated to repairing, improving, and preserving public school facilities, okay? The first one says, learning that if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future. Would that be, I strongly influence you, somewhat or a little
strongly,
or not
strongly
at all?
Influence. Strongly
okay.
Influence.
What about learning that although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public school buildings after Hurricane Katrina, without funds from this millage, there won't be any money available to maintain and preserve them. Would that influence you strongly, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Strongly. Strongly.
Strongly. Okay, learning that the public school district has a facilities management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent.
Strongly.
Okay, learning that this is a renewal of an existing millage for 20 years that will go all the way to 2045. Would that strongly influence you somewhat, a little,
strongly,
or
yes,
not at all?
Strongly, okay. Strongly.
Okay, what about learning that this is a millage renewal and will not increase your property taxes?
Strongly.
Okay, learning that money is allocated to every school in the city.
Well, every school don't need it, so I can't say strongly on that one, somewhat.
Would be somewhat or little?
Somewhat, somewhat.
Okay, somewhat. What about learning that the owner of a $275,000, you know, home currently pays less than $10 a month in property taxes for the existing millage?
I strongly influence because, yeah, my property tax is kind of high.
Okay. You know, for that, it's just $10. Just $10. Okay, now that we have talked about, you know, the millage, if the New Orleans Public School had a millage renewal proposition on the ballot that would preserve and maintain all existing public school facilities that would expire, you know, in 2045, would you definitely vote for it, probably vote for it, probably vote against, or definitely vote against this proposition?
Probably vote for it.
Okay. Probably vote for it. All right, sir, as we conclude this survey, I have to ask you some questions for statistical purpose, okay? Are you anyone in the household, a parent of a child enrolled in the New Orleans Public School?
No.
A teacher at a New Orleans Public School?
No.
What about a staff member or administrator at a New Orleans Public School? All right. So none of the right. All right. Thank you. All right, sir, and we're almost done with this survey. I only have a few more questions, okay? Thank you very much for your help. And estimate when you hear the group that contains your age, okay? Are you from 18 to 30, 31 to 49, 50 to 60, or 61 and above?
50 to 60.
Okay. All right, and estimate when you hear the last grade you completed, some high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduated or professional school.
Graduate professional school.
Okay. All right. All right, sir. And last question. Do you own or rent your home?
Own.
All right, sir. Well, this concludes our survey. I really thank you for your time and for participating on this survey. Okay. You have a great day. Appreciate your help.
You too.
Bye-bye.